Are you in a yurt?
Yes, I am.
Good. I love yurts.
We have high-speed internet in our yurt now.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm not a fan of camping, but I will make an exception on the Cape to go in a yurt. So that's just a fun little aside. That's just, I think, first person I've interviewed that's not in my family who is in a yurt when I interviewed them. Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Save a Water, the coordinator of the Hilltown Mobile Market, and Kate Babalock, the director of community programs at the Hilltown CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control. Kate, is that what that stands for?
We're a community development agency.
Oh, right. That type of CDC, which is good news because we have had such bad news from the other type of CDC for so long, but things are slowly getting better, I hope. And the Hilltown Mobile Market is back up and running again as of yesterday. Seva, where will the Hilltown Mobile Market be today?
This afternoon, we'll be in Blandford at the post office from 2 to 3:30, and then we'll move to the Town Green in Huntington from 4:30 to 6.
This is going to run through October. How does this mobile market work?
So the way our market works is we gather produce from all the different Hilltown farms that we work with. We drive our little van around in the morning and pick up produce. And then when we get to market, we allow our shoppers to just pick from our list of what we have available, and they can fill their shares with whatever they want. Or if they don't have a farm share, they can just buy produce on the spot.
One great thing they do is this is a free form share. So they get to pick from a list of items and choose what they like to eat. And that's not something that happens at every CSA distribution point. So folks in the Hilltowns are really fortunate to have that benefit with the Hilltown Mobile Market.
What kind of things are folks able to get, Seva?
So our season starts off usually with things like lettuce and greens, scallions. We'll also have blueberries. Sweet corn is available from the valley, actually. And then as the season progresses, you'll start to see more summer squash and tomatoes. And then into the fall, we'll start to have our apples and potatoes. So it sort of changes week to week.
Speaking with Save a Water, the coordinator of the Hilltown Mobile Market, and Kate Babalock, who's the director of community programs at the Hilltown CDC, Community Development Corporation. Why is this an important program that you want to direct as the director of community programs at the Hilltown CDC, Kate?
Well, for a number of years, we have been working with the farmers through a program called Keep Farming in the Hilltowns to provide them support. We consider that part of our economic development portfolio of work. We had a whole bunch of meetings with the farmers and talked about different ways they could collaborate, and aggregating farm shares became one of the top ideas. Meanwhile, on a separate track, we have been partnering with Healthy Hampshire to look at healthy food access in the Hilltowns, and Healthy Hampshire got us some grants to do a pilot at the mobile market, recognizing that there are very few places to shop for groceries in the Hilltowns, and that many corner stores do not have a lot of produce. So there is a little bit of a food access gap in our rural areas. There's a comical situation where the farmers will load up their truck and drive the produce down to the valley, and then I, as a Hilltowner, will get in my car and drive down to the valley to buy my produce. That was a disconnect that the food access program wanted to address. In addition, we were a SNAP gap in the Hilltowns. There are very few places that people who could redeem their SNAP cards and the new HIP program. So there was a bunch of gaps, and putting the veggies on the van from the farms right to the people was a small way that we wanted to address those.
That's excellent.
Monty, one thing that is really unique to the Hilltown Mobile Market is they are committed at the Hilltown Mobile Market to purchase and procure their produce and goods from farmers that are located and live in the Hilltowns themselves to help them continue to farm and to remain sustainable.
Seva Water, who is the coordinator of the Hilltown Mobile Market, what are some of the farms that you're picking up from?
I'm so glad you asked, Monty.
I love to shamelessly plug farms, so let's do it.
Our core vegetable producers are Crabapple Farm, Four Corners Farm, Good Bunch Farm, Heart Farm, Intervale Farm, and Sawyer Farm. And we're also going to be getting some fruit from the Bernish family farm. They have a blueberry farm. They purchased it from the old Roberts family farm and have been in operation for a couple of years now. So we'll have blueberries from them. Later in the season, we'll get some fruit from Clark Brothers Orchard in Ashfield. And then we're also doing something new this year. We have one producer who is growing flowers in Montgomery. She will be joining us for one of our markets on probably today in Huntington. She'll be there selling flowers. So we're excited about that.
That's Sava Water, the coordinator of the Hilltown Mobile Market. And Kate Bavalock is the director of community programs at the Hilltown CDC. I recognize my biases when I refer to our entire area as the Valley. As the director of community programming at the Hilltown CDC, does this rub people in the Hilltowns the wrong way?
I think you have a big following in the Hilltowns, Monty, so it's all good. We are part of the Pioneer Valley technically, but I think we do have a little bit of our own thing going on because our towns are a bit remote and sparsely populated and up the hill.
I'm going to do my best to try to remember to refer to the towns in the Hilltowns as the Hilltowns and not the Valley, and refer to the whole area as the 413 or something like that.
Hey, Monty, one thing I would love to make sure we mention is that the mobile market this year is accepting HIP.
Not just HIP. HIP is a newest addition this year, which we're very excited about. We're also able to accept WIC coupons and senior coupons. People are confused where to get them. But if you have them, you can spend them at our market. We also take cash and credit. Any form of payment is welcome. We want you to come.
I'm going
to
bring clamshells. Sava Water is the coordinator of the Hilltown Mobile Market, and Kate Bavalock is the director of community programs at the Hilltown CDC. Devon Whitney Deal is from CESA, the local hero folks. You can find out about all of our farmers markets, mobile markets, how to get fresh, healthy vegetables and food from our valley and Hilltowns into our bodies by going to buylocalfood.org.